Welcome to the Daily Financial Services News Wrap. I'm your host, Paige Estratore, on behalf of Financial Services Online, bringing you the latest developments in insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. Today is Monday, May 20th, 2024. We start with news concerning SMEs who are grappling with a notable increase in super contributions. As sourced from Scott Pack's 10th Annual SME Growth Index report, many businesses are feeling the pinch as the superannuation guarantee is projected to rise from the current 11% to 12% by 2025. This regulatory challenge is pressing more than two-thirds of these ventures, adding to their financial strain and compliance burden. An issue has resonated with an overwhelming majority of Australian businesses, comprising 97.3% of small businesses and 2.5% of medium-sized ones. Moving on to property news, the Albanese government is drawing fire for neglecting first-time homebuyers in its recent budget announcement. Despite pledging billions for the strategic Homes for Australia plan, which aims to spur the construction of 1.2 million new homes and enhance Australian infrastructure, critics argue the budget presents no direct financial aid for first-time buyers wrestling soaring property prices. With the proposed Help to Buy scheme still tied up in Senate and ongoing debates on tax benefits for property investors, these unsettled issues are causing ripples in the housing sector. Let's pivot to a critical development on environmental issues. The Australian Senate is taking strides to understand the toll of climate risks on insurance costs and accessibility. Led by Greens Senator Maureen Faruqi, the examination aims to traverse the relationship between climate change, premium hikes, and insurance affordability, especially in disaster-prone regions. The Insurance Council of Australia has expressed its collaborative stance with the committee, underlining their shared goals for community safety in times of frequent natural disasters. The committee's findings will be published in a report due this November. Our final story of the day comes on the wake of a groundbreaking decision in employment and mental health. An ex-caretaker at Lederer Shopping Center, Andrew Hodson, has been awarded over $1.2 million for suffering psychological trauma. He experienced severe PTSD following a fatal accident he encountered while on duty. This decision underlines the significant consequence employers may face for neglecting mental health protection at the workplace. That's all for today's summary of the financial news impacting Australia. Remember, you can find more details and updates on these stories and more at our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estratore. Thank you for listening and stay informed.